Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to episode 529 of This Week in League. I'm Nate.
And I'm Jay.
And I'm Glenn.
Everyone's in the village tonight. No false starts.
We're good.
No easy days. Hey, Big D's, there's nothing to talk about. He's doing his Monday, Wednesdays. Wednesday's pretty much a touch-free zone, right?
No, we have training, so...
Oh, okay.
Can confirm train the house down tonight.
Yeah.
Not really. Just did what I normally do. Shuffled around for a bit. Fucking made a couple of runs, dropped a couple of balls. Just get the drops out at training, so you're a lock for game day.
Is that how it works, is it?
You didn't get the call up to go to Ireland?
To where?
Ireland.
Why the fuck would I go to Ireland?
The fucking, World Cup of touch football's on over there.
Oh, is it? You need to understand, I play C grade in Toowoomba. I'm not a touch football fucking aficionado.
I've seen the fucking Hollywood movies.
You will, and fucking Uncle Nate's done.
Where the big D's comes in and
tell ya.
He starts off as coach and has to teach him that, it's been inside them all along.
When approximately,
I mean, provided you guys make the final, when approximately would that be? Just out of curiosity.
I think we've got 4 weeks of games left and then finals.
And how many finals do they just go 4-2 grand final?
You might play on the Saturday, and if you get through, you play again on the Sunday sort of thing. So.
Oh, shit. On a weekend?
Yeah.
They'll have you backing up for the biggest day of the year after a tough semi.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. So that's okay. So we're looking at what, we're the start of August now. So we're looking sort of like mid to late September.
Potentially.
All right.
So
I'm actually more keen for that than I am for the NRL grand final.
Obviously.
Fucking Jesus Christ. I'm going to do something that's going to horribly embarrass myself. Mark my words. Not by choice. It's just. Do you remember, Nathan, you will remember vividly, we'd only just become friends, but do you remember the last time I had I participated in what I deemed to be a major sporting event?
And that event. What you're referring to there is the boxing boot camp thing?
Yeah.
The training camp thing, the 12-week thing or whatever
it
was?
Yeah, a bunch of people where everyone else fucking had just themselves, and I had... 11 different people come to watch me and fucking dislocated my shoulder in the first round.
Threw a punch. didn't connect the way you wanted to, and as a result, your shoulder just fucking bailed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So,
and I mean, the thing about that is, I mean, see, because we hadn't known each other a super, super long amount of time at that point. And so, I couldn't be now.
Here we go.
I wasn't there.
Buckle up, guys. This is going to be good.
No. I'm just saying, I wasn't there at the
end. Happened. I thought, yeah.
And if I had been there, I would have been up in the fucking corner, trying to do all my fucking best of manual steward work or whatever, just pulling out my phone going, hey, Jackson's on the phone. He wants to know why daddy wants to lose.
For the first time in history, the kid's requesting a DNA test.
Tape it up. Tape it up. Jam it back in. Tape it up. Fucking
Oh, fuck, that's got me. Well done. That's brilliant.
O'Shea put his shoulder out three times in a single game, scored a try, helped his side to a fucking win against the fucking Sharks not 2 weeks ago, Glennie. And you can't fucking get through three-rounder?
Yeah, three rounds, yeah.
Here's the thing. So this is all set up.
You could have just got one hand, like chicken winged one arm up and just throw it out with the other one.
So this is the opening scene of the movie. Is Glennie in the fucking in the boot camp? So obviously we get Vin Diesel to play the Big Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be the acting debut of Trey Young
as Leo.
Who do you,
Tracy Chapman as Jackson.
That is like the worst thing you've ever said about your kid.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Beyonce is Nicklin, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
She'd be happy with that, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So would I, just quietly.
Knocking on the trailer. Go, do you want to be a method actor?
If she listens to this.
That's funny.
It is. All right. News. We're talking briefly about some news stuff. What news do you want to go through for this week, fellas?
There is very little actual news. Like, there are some confirmed signings.
Tigers are, you know, once again in decline with Jack Cogger electing to, rather than take what would be almost a guaranteed certain 7 jersey at the Tigers, he's instead decided to play Reggie's for the Knights.
When you put it like that, it is pretty damning.
It's not like fucking Jacko Hastings is going to force his way into fucking Origin or anything anytime soon. Yeah. Like, to necessitate like cover.
Like, you know, he's maybe a bit injury prone. But he's not even.
Are you slapping Jacko with the Reynolds tag?
No.
They might have to. They must be paying him a great chunk of change, like over what Penrith are playing. Because why wouldn't you fucking stay at, you know, good vibes at Panthers?
Yeah.
They got the Chinese food out there at the World of Entertainment.
Fucking kneeboarding.
Pokies come out ass.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's an interesting one. Look, he did come up through the night, so maybe there's family out there. Maybe that's the draw. Maybe they've gone, he's relatively good money to play Reggie's, yeah. And you're there if we need you, and you're cool, you can be back and surf every day if that's your thing, or whatever it is. Maybe that's the draw.
Or come to the club, half of which your father dominated at.
Maybe he's trying to get out from under the fucking the shoulders of Golden Nuts.
Well, it's impossible.
Yeah, the shadow of Golden Nuts there. It's
absolutely.
I mean, it's
impossible.
A large shadow, and I mean, like, you know, largely amplified by, you know, you.
What?
Really?
I feel like I'm the only advocate these days, or certainly the loudest advocate of Trevor Cogger's rugby league ability back in the day.
But you're keeping the memory alive.
I don't know what.
Yet again, Penrith proves to be a fucking springboard for not quite ready halves. You know?
Yeah, I mean, like, Sean O'Sullivan's playing first grade.
That's offensive.
Yeah, but he's, again, not quite ready. Like, he's been good, but.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, he's been hooked a couple of times.
I mean, also,
he was last weekend.
He got hooked through the game last week, Lenny. In the second half.
Milford came on for it.
I mean, he did sort of just do the Nathan Cleary arc, though, too, and just go to fucking play with, you know, at his old man's club.
Yeah, true.
I mean, that's probably the largest reason.
Who else is it a confirmed signing? Jake Clifford back to the Cowboys.
What a waste of fucking 2 years or however long it was. Yeah. That was.
Yeah.
Going to the Knights. Because remember, that year, the Cowboys was shit. And then all of a sudden they just clicked and went on a bit of run and started playing really well.
Yeah, after
it was
he left.
It was right before, like about 3 weeks before. And then like his last game was like a fucking a worldie at the Cowboys. Yeah. And that was it. He was gone. Then he was there down at Newcastle the next week. And we proceeded to do fucking nothing ever since.
The Knights have also signed Jed Cartwright from Souths, which is, Not really going to move the needle a whole lot. And then apart, so what that's done is that's just created a whole lot of fucking speculation about what may or may not happen now. So there's been really very little else that was there. Bullshit clickbait. Bit of controversy is the Melbourne Storm decided that they would sit down and celebrate 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 premierships that they say they've won.
Prior to their game against the Eels last weekend.
Which included players from each of the squads, you know, what we thought was parading the trophy that was won.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, it has since been brought to our attention that for the two premierships that were stripped from Melbourne, the NRL did indeed take the trophies back from them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have gone out and had fucking fakes made.
Fucking hit up Alibaba.
They've got the Wish.com premiership trophies. You know? Which I can just imagine fucking Bellamy going there. Trawling through fucking Parkley markets, waiting to get to the stand with fucking, you know, Rodex watches and fucking and NRM fucking premiership trophies. But I think that it was pretty fucking shit of the Storm to do.
Because the first thing, I mean, it's A grade level, like, quality shithousery to do it before a game where you're playing one of the teams
that you beat,
that you got stripped on.
Yeah.
You know, like that, like, from a shithousery angle, I fully fucking support it. But there's been like the, you know, the follow through effect where, like, you know, they did the celebration of the ones that they were stripped. And then now they got the ex players. It was Cameron Smith and Billy Slater.
Yeah.
Coming out. And what was their argument again?
It's this fucking weird thing, and it's one of those arguments that really you just want to, if you're ever in front of me, would be like, do you fucking hear yourself? Or did you say this in front of a mirror just to make sure it makes sense?
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, so what are you supposed to do with these, you know, the people in those teams? Do you wipe their careers? You know, do you pretend their careers didn't happen? That they didn't go through a preseason? That they didn't play in all fucking the, you know, however many games of or rounds of that season. Well, no, you don't fucking erase their entire career. But that season was fucking stripped because of the worst salary cap rorting in the history of Australian sport. So most fucking definitely you strip the premiership from being recorded on their careers. And that's not right or fair to the player, but it's the fucking fault of the club.
You know, it's one of the players that was actively involved.
Let's say that let's give them the benefit of the doubt that they had zero knowledge. They are the innocent fucking victims in all of this. Just because there are innocent victims doesn't mean that they get fucking shit that was cheating, that was won by cheating. You know, if all of the Cronulla players that were fucking hopped up on whatever it was say, oh, I didn't know, and they'd won a premiership that year, would it be their fault? You know, just because the cheating was different. All of those Olympic gold medalists that say, oh, it was something in my protein powder. I got a new brand of protein powder and didn't know that it fucking had HGH in it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, fuck me dead.
But the thing is, well, saying, oh, like, you know, can we strip, you know, should we be stripping these players? Yeah, like, what about fucking Daniel Mortimer? What about fucking Nathan Hindmarsh?
Yeah,
he did the same. He did the fucking preseason. He played all the games in that season too.
Yep,
and that cunt never got fucking premiership.
Nope.
I look at the Eels side. I mean, there was players in the Manly side in 2007 that didn't come over 2008. Mick Monaghan, fucking yep. Like Chris Hicks, players like that. I mean, fucking, it's ridiculous. And Billy Slater, of course, he's horny for fucking 2009 because he got the fucking Clive Churchill that year.
Yeah, that's it. So,
so,
yeah. Look, it is a good point that, you know, Dylan Edwards has exactly the same amount of premierships and more Clive Churchills than Billy Slater. But what I'm really disappointed in is that it's times like this that the governing body, the NRL, could get so much fucking credibility if after they saw that, they made a fucking press release and said, we would like to remind everybody that the Storm was stripped of the premierships this year and this year because of systemic salary cap rorting, and in our opinion should in no way be celebrating premierships they didn't legitimately win.
Yep.
We would also like to point out that the NRL have reclaimed the trophies from that year as part of a penalty, so whatever they're parading around are fakes or replicas that they have had created and paid for on their own dime. Again, cheating is blah, 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 blah. That would have been fucking great if they did that. Yep. Absolutely fucking great. But they didn't, so what are you going to do?
Yep. Agree. Any other news you want to talk about there, Glenny?
Look, the signing news probably saddens me a little bit, and the Tigers find themselves in a situation where they were going after Caesar and Cogger and God knows who else, and they end up with a cunt playing Reggie.
Well, Caesar's still on the table, though, right?
Yeah, for now.
Well, other news that I read today, and look, I got to say, this was more fucking, scandally slanted because it was talking about the rift between different parties at the Tigers. Okay. And it essentially said that Caesar's manager has a one-year deal on the table for him ready to sign.
Okay.
And this deal was done by Justin Pascoe and Benji Marshall after Pascoe's hired in a new head of fucking recruitment without the awareness of Tim Sheens. So it's, again, just another one of those things that it seems like, well, Justin Pascoe's doing all of this stuff without telling probably everyone that should know and be involved in the process. But it was quite clear in its wording that there is a one-year deal for Aiden Caesar in front of his manager as we speak.
It's funny, I had someone the other day who is reasonably well positioned in matters of Tiger stuff that I would believe the mail, say that it got to the point with Benji and Fulton where the invitation was made for fucking to go meet in the car park.
Wow.
it got to that level of like alpha fuckery.
And here's the thing. I doubt it was Benji making those offers.
You wouldn't think so, would you? He's more in the public eye, and so we can kind of feel like that we can, you can kind of form more of an opinion about what he's like, and he doesn't seem like that. But,
And so here's the thing. How much respect do you actually fucking garner? Like, how old's fucking old mate in recruitment?
What's his name? Fulton. Well, fuck, let's say he'd be, mid-40s, right?
Yeah. Maybe
a little bit more.
I was going to say if he's mid-50s, that's pretty fucking damning.
Yeah, I guess he could be. I'd say 40 to mid-40s, if I had to guess. Without actually knowing. I mean, I know I could look it up, but we don't fact check shit on this show.
Nah, fuck that shit.
Fuck that shit. Right, so let's move on to the games this week. Upcoming round 23, the Bulldogs have the bye, and instantly the quality of the league increases incrementally for just 1 week. Thursday night game, the Roosters take on the mighty Manly Seabs Eagles, taking place at the SCG. This one, I fucking love games on round grounds. Was home of the 87 grand final, but yeah. Otherwise, not a huge fan. The Roosters side, Egan Butcher is out, and Jake Turpin is out. In comes Joshua Wong and Drew Hutchison. And their squad update doesn't matter at this point. The Manly side, Tupilotu's out following the hip drop from the rapist. Kepi is out. Ray Vega back on the wing, and the return of Ben Trbojevic to the bench. And who are we going to have in the last cut? Big Country, Ben Condon is the 18. The reason why I mention that is I reckon like the bench, the Manly's bench with Travoy, Woodsy, Matto and Ethan Bullimore seems a bit light on for me. So I wouldn't surprise me if we saw a late change with Ben Condon come on for maybe Dean Madison, I think, just for a bit more sort of size there, considering they got two props out for probably the rest of the season at this stage. I saw on Instagram yesterday that O'Shea has conceded he's gone for the season. There was talk that he might be just, pop the shoulder back in and strap it up and then hold off to the end of the season and sort of, see if it popped out and, see what he could do. But I think he had surgery yesterday or surgery today. So he's done for the season. So last time Manly just got away with the win in a game where the Roosters, pretty much rolled them through the middle, and it was really just the boot of Daly just gaining all the territory at the end of sets until the tide turned and Manly got themselves the win. This time we're down further on props, but the Roosters, for their part, they're down without Jake Turpin there. He was actually the guy that was almost like the tone setter for them in that game. I remember he was the guy that made so many tackles in a row, and he was just he kind of lifted them early on. The Roosters are clearly going to have the advantage through the forwards. It's going to be Letters and Lindsay Collins, basically versus Lodge, pretty much Lodge and maybe Jake. And so it's a revenge game for Lodge. Maybe he can bait career fuckheads like Letters and Victor Radley into doing some dumb shit, because as fucked as Lodge is off the field in the past, on the field, he hasn't had that fucking loose unit shit. Yep. So maybe, in his revenge game, maybe he can, get Letters and Radley, because they're probably the two revenge game guys on that side that'll want to go him if there was bad blood. Maybe you can force something out of that, but otherwise, the desire that the club has been showing, and the vibes and the spirit of the squad the last since Tommy was injured has been great. They've won far more games, and the games against the Sharks that really should never have been a win. So look, we got to keep winning. The Roosters are really playing for pride at this point. I don't even think mathematical works for them, because, with for and against and stuff like that, I don't think they can get enough points to get to the finals anyway. And even if they won every single game, and even if they did, I'm not sure their for and against would be there. Manly, however, are right in the hunt, and results go their way, they could finish the season, fifth or sixth. But but then they could also miss out entirely too if they lose more than one or two games on the way through. So beat them last time, they beat them this time. And last time Brad Parker gave an absolute bath to fucking Golden Boot winner Joey Manu. So this time with Ray Vega out on that side, he's going to hit fucking Manu and Tupou early. Also, if he's on Swali's side, he's going to hit them early and hard and have them just fucking terrified to even take possession of the ball. So yeah, obviously Manly win. Let's say 10. Let's be realistic. Say 10 points. Victory to Seagulls at the SCG.
Roosters, decent favourites. $1.57 to $2.41 for the Eagles,
they've got fucking eight internationals in the side. They really fucking should be.
Yeah, it should be.
They really should be.
Yeah, but I still think that's good money for the Eagles. I expect Manly to win, similar sort of margin, 10 to 12 points.
Yeah, I'd be fucking very surprised if we could do it by that much, but yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
I'm less concerned about the Roosters every week. There was that little while where I was like, pretty much to what you were saying, Nate, well, look, there's so many fucking talented players in that team, and there is a coach that seems to be on top of what he needs to do to get those guys to tick. And eventually something's going to drop, like the penny's going to drop. Whatever it is that's bothering them as an organization, he's going to fix it. They're going to take a step in the right direction and just springboard from there. And the couple of games I've seen where you're like, oh, yeah, fuck, they're not back, but shit, that's better. They don't follow up the next week.
Yep.
So I've got absolutely zero faith in the Roosters, so I think Manly.
Yep. They're definitely a paper team at the moment. The only thing that really worries about Manly as well is very short turnaround, but the preparation seems to be more based around you know, recovery and just getting their head right for the game and stuff like that.
Yep.
And this one's another milestone game. Lachlan Croker again. It was his 100th NRL game last week, but he played one game for Canberra before he moved to Manly. So this week's his 100th Manly game. Yeah. So we'll ride home on the milestone game. And
so we'll ladder predict this as we go through. So I'll put those in.
Oh, okay.
We'll do the next couple of rounds.
Okay, cool. All right, so we got the pub slot game. Gold Coast Titans versus the Warriors taking place at Hope Solo Coliseum. The Titans side. JoJo Fifita is out and Shoup comes into centre. The Warriors side, unchanged from last week. What even happened last week for the Warriors? I can't fucking remember.
They won.
Yeah, okay. Who did they play again? I'm drawing an absolute fucking blank. What happened with them last week? Remind me. Where'd they play? Who'd they play against?
They played the bye. That's why you can't remember.
That's why I can't remember. All right. Well, there you go. There's some hope. It's not quite the diagnosis I was looking for, but it's better than fucking just forgetting entirely who they played at a whole game.
The round before was the game where they let the Raiders back in and won, won by one.
Or you could say they had the epic golden point fucking set and, Iceman, Sean Johnson.
Yeah, I can't see the Titans getting up over the Warriors.
Fucking idiot.
the Titans are like, they're an enigmatic team. I mean, at the moment they're being handled by a caretaker, which is always not the greatest situation for a club to be in.
Consistency.
Obviously, they have tremendous attacking potential that they kind of display sometimes. You know, mostly, but the defense is the one constant in the Titans is that their defense is not amazing. Certainly, I mean, they had a great win last week. And they must be reasonably high off that. But the thing is about the Warriors is that they've been, you know, pretty good and kind of getting better and just more refined as the season's gone on. Where the Cowboys started shit, got good, went on a run.
Yeah.
Not 100%. You know, the finished article yet. And they needed a sin bin as well to help them home in that game.
Yeah.
I think the Warriors, their defense has been a feature of their play this year, which is probably an attribute that a New Zealand side, even the 2011 Grand Final side, never really had a strong, strong defense.
That's it.
So, based on that alone, even in a shootout, Warriors win no problem.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I don't think the Titans are without a chance, but I expect the Warriors to beat them.
Like, let me be clear, I'd love to see the Warriors lose. Helps the my team out, adds another team to the logjam that group, but I don't think there's any chance. Warriors are fairly strong favourites and deservedly so, and I don't think travelling's an issue for them either. Maybe COVID was the best thing to ever happen to them in that respect too.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what a way to get comfortable like never playing a fucking home game.
It's like a vaccine for travelling.
So, right.
Interesting point though, just on the last game. If the Roosters win, and again we're just putting 12 points in as the margin on all of these games, so whatever for and against is anything. If the Roosters win, that puts Manly in 10th before another game's played.
Yeah, but we start the round in 10th though too. We just don't move.
But if I'm talking about the variance. But if Manly wins, it bumps them straight to 6. Again,
and I mean,
before the other games of the round.
Yeah, and there are four teams that can sort of jump up based on their results, but not all those teams can win.
Yeah.
Yeah, because two of them are playing each other. So, I mean, it means if Manly win, there's a reasonable chance they finish the round in the 8.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Penrith Storm.
Yes, okay, so Penrith Storm. Gee, you had a fucking run of games at Bluebet lately, haven't you? Mm. Okay, so the Panthers side, Peachy is out. Jamin Salmon is in. And so there's obviously some moving around there with Zach Hosking going to the number 3 jersey.
What?
So I mean, if they want to shoehorn a cunt into the centres, why didn't they just keep Tyrone there? Yeah. I mean, he passed it and everything last week.
He did.
Everyone noticed.
All I can say is,
private, obviously.
What do you got to do to the man's career? Like, he's made more progress last week than he has for the entirety of his career.
Like that,
and you fucking can't leave him in the centres.
Yeah, this is the ultimate comment on, you know, people want to talk about the GOAT coach. This, everyone just brings this up and it's Ivan. You know, oh, Bennett won this and fucking Gibson won this. And yeah, Ivan got Peachy to pass. Oh, yeah, Fickle. Yeah, okay. Super coach.
Stormside. Wishart out. Nelson comes in. And that's the only changes for those guys. So
he's a big in for them. And he's probably been a bigger difference being in or out this year than any other time in his career.
Him actually going off the field in the last time, because only a couple of weeks ago these two teams played.
Yeah.
And him going off was the signal at the start of Melbourne not being on top and Panthers starting to get back into the game and get their nose in front by half time.
Yeah. I'm very happy that Penrith get this sort of game coming into the finals, because they've been building quite nicely and haven't been without vulnerable periods in their game. But this is against a legitimate contender. And no matter Melbourne's form, you can't ever really count them out. And especially against a team that Melbourne will want to knock off for their own title aspirations and their own reasons.
Yeah.
They'll be more than fucking up for this one. But Panthers 13+, put your fucking house on it.
Yeah, I don't know about 13+. I mean, I'd favour Panthers to win at home, but you know, the Storm, like I would never have picked them to smash the Eels as badly as they did last week either.
Yeah,
that's it. So, you know, perhaps that game against the Knights was just like the wake up, like a legitimate wake up call that they needed, and sort of get the guys that matter and, like, you know, the leaders within that side to just get their heads switched on for the run home and that sort of thing. So, look, you know, it'll be closer than it was last time, even though last time, you know, it was kind of like a period of Storm dominance for, you know, sort of like 25 minutes and then the Panthers for the rest of it. This one I expect it to be more, you know, even throughout the 80 minutes. But I would expect the Panthers to win.
I expect a statement from Penrith at home. And, yeah, I expect them to win.
A statement, so, yep. So you're talking like 20 points.
Yeah.
Statement, yep.
There you go. Right.
The Cowboys take on the Broncos up at the Abattoir in Townsville.
Yep.
The Cowboys side, Fini Fiaki's out. Sam McIntyre's out. Griffin Neiman, Hill, and Maluki are back. The Broncos side, Mariner and Willison are out. Jesse Arthurs and Piacora come in. One of the old-fashioned derbies of two teams that are probably more geographically separated than most in the comp. But it's one of their local derbies.
However, they still have common incestuous family members.
They do. Look, you know, it's hard to go past the Broncos, right? I mean, they're not as heavy favourites as I would have anticipated for this one, but
yep.
I just can't imagine that. I mean, the Broncos will have them in the forwards. And I just don't think the Cowboys' defense is good enough,
especially losing Val Holmes.
That's massive. Yeah,
that's fucking huge for them.
Yeah, and now I know they're switching Murray Taulagi into the centers and recalling Kyle Felt, I think, to the wing.
Mm-hmm.
And but the thing about the Cowboys as well is that six game or five game win streak that they had coincided with Kyle Felt
being knocked out of the side
for Semi Valame. So, look, Val is a massive catalyst for them. I mean, like, you know, they've got, you know, Drinkwater, another massive catalyst still there among all the other great players. But Valentine Holmes has been fucking next level this season for them. And, like, while Taulagi, I think he acquitted himself very well in State of Origin.
Yep.
But look, I don't know. I just can't see a path for the Warriors in this one. Sorry, for the Cowboys in this one.
Yeah, nah, me either.
Right.
Yeah, I think the Broncos 13+, away from home.
And it's not. It hasn't been. It's not like some great fortress or anything for the Cowboys this year either.
No, it hasn't.
So The Dolphins take on the Newcastle Knights, and this one is happening over in Perth. The Dolphins are without Ewan Aitken. Katoa comes in and Trey Fuller. Nick Reimer is going to move from 5'8" to centre, and Milford's going to move from the bench to 5'8". The Knights side unchanged from the success of last week. Knights reasonably heavy favourites, deservedly so on their last month of form, I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, $3.30 for the Dolphins. That's not bad money, although the Knights obviously have been going well. Dolphins have shown, you know, as I said on Monday night, that, you know, they showed signs of getting back to that, just competing for 80 minutes and, you know, positive results coming. But I think Newcastle's form is hard to go past. So it'd be interesting to see how the Dolphins back up after the disappointment of losing a narrow one to the Dogs last week. And but yeah, I think the Knights in a close one.
Yeah, I think it's another good test for the Knights as well to see, you know, how consistent they can keep their level of performance. I mean, they've done well, especially the last two games, but the Dolphins are one of those teams where, you know, they sort of play for the full 80 minutes, and they can kind of pull themselves back into games where it looks like they've been blown apart, you know, fairly early on in the piece. And so if the Knights are, you know, do get that sort of, you know, get out to a lead and get complacent, then the Dolphins are definitely a team that can come back at them and make them pay for that. But look, the Knights are looking like, you know, I reckon the vibes around there, without knowing for certain, I mean, I'm certain the vibes around that squad at the moment are fantastic, because they've put themselves in, you know, with a legitimate chance to sneak in the back of the finals based on their own form and the form of, you know, the poor form of some of the teams above. So they would have this game marked as one that's, you know, must win, and like they'd have this penciled in as a win for sure.
Yep.
Yep.
And I expect them to win pretty comfortably.
Nice.
Rabbits take on the Sharks. Also in Perth as part of the doubleheader over there. Rabbits side, they're without Selle and Host. In comes Cheekham and Talis Duncan. And Sharks, so Kennedy is out. Oregon Kafusi is out. The Moot returns, and Jesse Colquhoun to the bench. And Connor Tracy.
Oh, is that why I've been losing my fucking Super Coach games?
Why's that?
The Moot's been out. I haven't checked my team for about a month.
Well, he wasn't there last week. and Connor Tracy is the person who has been tapped to move to fullback to replace the loss of William Kennedy.
Yeah, it's a big out.
Yeah, Rabbits in the eight, Sharks in the bin.
Yeah, I cannot see the Sharks having any chance at all in this game.
Yeah, and look,
Luttrell will be better for the run last week.
The Sharks, they were bad, but the Rabbits as well were really bad last week.
Mm.
And I expect much better out of them.
Yeah. The difference is the Rabbits can be bad and still jag a win.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. Well, okay. The Sharks. They played the Tigers.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, still. Yeah, the point stands. They're really bad and jagged the win.
Yeah, but I'm not sure they jagged the win as much as the Tigers just made it impossible for them to lose.
Yeah, look, on that game, the most important part of that game for me was probably the last 20 minutes, because the Rabbits got out to a decent lead,
yeah.
But then Tigers came back at them and got within two. But the second that they got within two, that was it.
Yeah, flip the switch.
And it was just lockdown for the rest of the game. And they played the style of football that you expect. Scored a couple of tries, you know, back to back, and defensively, and in terms of controlling the field position and the possession and everything, they just locked them down. And that's what I think is the closer to what the final form of what the Rabbitohs should be and what we expected them to be.
Yeah, gotcha.
Haven't been for a long time, but that might have been the start of it. And that loss, if this is a loss for the Sharks, that should put them out of the eight, potentially permanently. But we'll see.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Provided Manly and Newcastle win, then it will put them out. Because we've got the Cowboys losing as well.
We do have the Cowboys losing.
Yeah, the Broncos.
So Rabbits, Eels, Dragons.
Eels Dragons. Okay, so this one is taking place at CommBank Stadium. And I wanted to, yeah, look, I love talking up social media teams and stuff when they do great work. And we're seeing that, you know, you see like in America and everything like that, the major league teams over there, like NBA, NFL and stuff, they fucking kill it. Like, and they're sort of like a generation of quality content ahead of what we see down here. But I mean, our guys sort of catching up as well. This year, Manly's been incredible. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the Eels Digi. Now, I don't know if you've got Twitter open at the moment, guys, but earlier in the season, you recall that the Eels had, when they had a bye, they did a post saying that like they'd beaten the bye 100-0.
Yeah.
Absolute shit. But guess what? They fucking topped it this week. They put a picture. I'm gonna send the photo into the chat so you guys can see it as well. But today, they've done a photo about this game, and I'm going to throw it in the chat now just so you guys can see it while I'm talking about it. And it's a photograph of CommBank Stadium, and this is what they put out 11 hours ago as we record the show. You see that? Open that photo up. And what does that mean to you, that photo?
Looks like it was done in MS Paint.
Yes. Talk me through it. Describe it to the listeners who can't.
There are pedestal fans.
Yeah, and what do you see? Where is it? So it's at CommBank Stadium, looking into a corner.
Yep.
From the field, looking into the stands.
Yep. There's a big screen up there with Eels on it. And there are pedestal fans, and it looks like desk fans on the ground.
And what does that mean to you? What do you think that means? There's no text on it describing it.
We have there's no types of fans.
There is no post before or after it.
Well, you know, like
to you would only... Oh, and here we go. There's one after it. 2 hours later, and this is what it is.
So it's hang on.
On Sunday, they're letting fans onto the field.
Oh, I thought it was like our fans are fucking Darrow's.
Well, it can be both, but so look, I'm Dairy Queen as fuck, and I'm giving credit where it's due, but I also want to say, fucking lift Parramatta, your digis are fucking shit and probably the worst in the competition at this point. And you're fucking embarrassing yourselves and your fan base.
Apparently the window was shut on their digis as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when they were babies and shut right into the fucking soft spot of their head. Now, wow. onto the game, though. The Eels are enormous favourites. I mean, is this predicated just on the return? I mean, they got some ins to the side here. I mean, outs first, Wonga Blake, Dejan Arce, Ofahiki Ogden, Brendan Hands are out. In comes Lume to the wing. Dylan Brown returns after his grabbing titties. Remy Greg comes to the bench, and Mac Toll to the bench as well. Dragon side unchanged from last week. I don't understand. While I anticipate that the Eels will win this game, I don't quite understand why they are the shortest favourites of the week.
Mm.
Considering that the Dragons put in a fairly high completion 61% possession game last week, and I mean, it wasn't like they were gifted that possession. I mean, they fucking controlled the ball and earned, you know, that high possession stat, and did a great job of starving Manly of possession and field position to, you know, almost get themselves, you know, they should have, on one hand, yeah, they should have won with that kind of, you know, possession that they set themselves up. But I mean, it was as like a baseline, like, you know, of a game, you know, 80 minutes is, you know, concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty fucking good, really. So, and the Eels haven't been showing, you know, a great deal. They still have slim hopes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're probably... It is weird. Some of the money on offer this week is odd.
I mean, it's kind of like last ditch for the Eels. I mean, they are the last team, I think, on the ladder that can possibly make the finals now.
Mm.
Maybe.
You got to remember, this is based on so many things other than the actual form line of each team going into the game. The algorithm that prices this will know on average, you know, how many bets are placed when when the Eels play the Dragons and how many bets are placed when they play a Bada and what this does and this does and this does and this does. And then it gives them the price they need to spit out to not lose money.
Yeah, so
that's what the odds are. It's not just how badly is this team going to beat this team. It often can be simplified down to that because people aren't dumb and will have a good idea of what a team's going to flog another team. But yeah, the gamblers know what they're doing. Or the gambling providers know what they're doing.
Yeah. The gamble bots.
I think Para wins this game. You know, the Dragons competed last week, as we said, but there is, as much as it pains me to admit it, there is too much class in that Parramatta side to for the Dragons to trouble them.
Yep, spot on.
And they'll be riding a wave of the finest breast milks now that Dylan Brown is back in the side. Raiders, take on the Tigers. Last game of the round. This one's happening in Canberra. We've established over the last couple of weeks that Canberra in Canberra is not a thing in 2023.
It is now.
So here we go, Tigers. Ulterior eyes. The old Tigers kryptonite. Jared Kroger, he's out. Starling is out as well. Nick Kotrick returns. And Adrian Trevelyan to the bench. Sebastian Chris is moving from fullback to centre. Jordan Rapiner from wing to fullback. The Tigers side. Stefano's out, Will Smith and Blory out as well. Simkin comes in, Matamua comes in, Kapoa comes in, and Twal moves to the starting front row.
Yeah, okay.
Heavy favourites are Canberra Raiders, as you would expect at home, and you know, ladder position. And the Tigers haven't won.
Now, if the Tigers, like, their last is fucking this six one of those games, games where if the Tigers beat the Raiders late in the season, they make the eight?
Yeah, it's not quite one of those ones. Never win those ones. You'll need a few more competition points than that.
Yeah, we never win those ones. Look, what could possibly go wrong? Tigers playing the Raiders late in the season in Canberra. This time trying to snap a fairly hefty losing streak. Generally, that equates to Canberra by 60.
Tigers got to win them all to avoid the spoon.
Or lose them all to guarantee themselves a spoon.
Well, yeah. There's going to come a point where it is guaranteed, but that point is not yet today. give us a couple of weeks and we'll be at that point. But what you're hoping for at this stage is Dragons to have a lot of heavy losses.
Yes.
Nothing but heavy losses.
Look, you'd expect the Raiders to win. Yeah, let's be real.
Canberra are going to win this fucking easily. As badly as Canberra are, you know, they're not Sharks level fading, but they're not a serious. They're a very unserious team in terms of, you know, finals potential. And the fact that they've managed to jag so many wins and get themselves into that position where they are now,
how many times have they paid the Tigers this year?
Bro,
it just means there's going to be another cannon fodder team in the fucking finals.
And this is that thing, you know, you talk about some teams have left their run too late. It's almost as if the Raiders have left their fade too late.
They left their run far too early.
So now...
And now they're going to get into the finals when they're woefully unprepared for the beatings that happened.
So that's this week. So now let's just quick fire the other round. So from our ladder predictor, the top eight are Penrith Broncos, Warriors Storm, Raiders Rabbits, Knights Sea Eagles at the end of this round.
Nice. All right. Let's keep the suspense going.
Eels, Cowboys, Sharks, Titans, Dolphins, Roosters, Bulldogs, Dragons, Tigers. So,
and you would have to say if that held, which it won't, but if that table did hold, quite the boil over to see sides like Sharks, Cowboys, and Eels.
Or miss
and
out.
Roosters, I don't think all those teams will miss out ultimately.
Well, the way this draw's come out. So next round you got Manly Penrith.
Yeah, so we're going to lose that.
Penrith, Sharks Titans.
Yeah, we're going to have to say Sharks.
Cool.
You have to say Sharks.
Broncos Para.
Yeah, Broncos.
Rabbits Dragons.
Rabbits.
Tigers Warriors.
Tigers for sure. By 30.
Yeah.
Warriors.
Was it in New Zealand? Warriors.
No. Doesn't matter. Oh, it's the West Tigers. It's not the Warriors versus a Tiger.
Here, we'll do the additional weeks as we get to them, hey?
No, we're ladder predicting out. That's what we say now. There's like four more rounds.
All right.
Roosters, Dolphins.
You'd think Roosters, right?
Okay.
It doesn't matter. That game doesn't matter. It doesn't affect anything.
Storm Raiders?
Yeah, Storm by heaps, I reckon.
Knights, Bulldogs.
Knights.
You'd think the Knights, right? Unless the Bulldogs show something more this week. But actually, they won't because it's a bye.
Cowboy Sharks?
Cowboys.
You'd think Cowboys, wouldn't you?
Yep. Warriors Manly in New Zealand?
Yeah, Maori Warringah for the fucking win.
Oh, my fucking days.
I fucking guarantee that win. I guarantee victory.
Warriors get that one. Parramatta Roosters.
Yeah, fucking dreams. You'll see, cunts. Parramatta Roosters. Eels, I guess.
Which, you know, takes them from 11th to 8th, which is great. Tigers versus Dolphins.
Tigers.
Dolphins.
Tigers.
Dolphins.
Where's that played?
Majority rules, cunt.
No. Do your own ladder predictor.
It doesn't matter anyway.
Titans, Panthers.
Do your own ladder predictor. I'm in control, motherfuckers.
Huh?
Do your own ladder predictor.
I've got that cunt who's going to fucking pay me to take lessons, so.
Like, yeah, that's true.
Dragon Storm. There you go. I'll give the Dolphins game to the Tigers. Dragons versus Storm.
Storm, obviously.
Storm. Knights versus Rabbits.
I reckon Rabbits.
Raiders versus Bulldogs.
Raiders.
Probably Raiders.
This is that thing. Look at the fucking Raiders draw on the way home.
Yeah.
It's minnows. Panthers, Eels.
Eels.
It's through the season, Eels. No, it's Panthers. It's Panthers. Come on. Let's be serious.
Warriors, Dragons.
Dragons.
Dolphins, Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Storm, Titans.
Storm.
Storms.
Roosters, Tigers.
Tigers.
Fuck. Roosters.
Roosters, okay. Raiders, Broncos.
Oh, you've little faith, Glenny. What was that one?
Raiders, Broncos.
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 Bulldogs, Manly.
Manly.
Bulldogs.
No. Knights, Sharks.
That's one of the biggest games of the run home, I reckon.
Well, it takes the Knights from 8th to 7th. It takes the Sharks from 11th to 8th, if they win. So,
yeah.
Someone will shit the bed in that game and lose by a lot.
Yeah. Do we give that to the... It's in Newcastle.
Yeah, nice.
Yep. Broncos Storm.
In Brisbane.
In Brisbane. Last round.
Brisbane.
Last round. So the Storm finish fourth regardless. Broncos can go to first if they win.
Yeah.
Yeah, Storm will rest. Like that, yeah, happened, right? Yeah.
Manly, who are at this stage 9th, play the Tigers.
Yeah, of course they're going to win.
Ah, yep. So that takes you 8th. Rabbits, Roosters.
Rabbits for sure. Hateful Rabbits game, though. Multiple suspensions, which fucks the Rabbits' finals campaign.
Which kicks the fucking Storm out of the top four.
Yeah, which is funny. It's amazing to see the Rabbits, like, where they were, say, like 3 weeks ago. The fact that they can finish top four.
Warriors, Dolphins. Warriors can't finish higher than third.
You'd think that would be the Warriors game, though, right?
That's it. Panthers, Cows.
Yeah, Panthers, right.
Panthers.
Yeah.
If the Cowboys win it, they go to 6th.
Mm.
If they lose it, they go to 9th.
Yeah, fuck the Cowboys.
Dragons, Knights.
Knights.
Knights are in 7th, takes them to 6th. Titans, Dogs.
Doesn't matter.
Titans can't finish higher than 13th. Sharks, Raiders. Sharks can't make the 8. If the Raiders win, they're 6th.
Wow.
There you go.
So based on our fucking predictions, it is Panthers, Broncos, Warriors, Rabbits, Storm, Raiders, Knights, Cowboys. And that's on points, so for and against doesn't come into making the 8.
Yeah.
So Manly need to pick up another game, or the Cowboys have to drop a game.
Or the Knights. Or the Cowboys, yeah. No, the, I mean, there was...
The Knights are 2 points ahead of you, and they have a much superior for and against.
Yeah, we gave them some favourable games. Who were the Cowboys played in the last week?
Penrith. Are they? Yeah, Cowboys play Penrith.
Yeah. Well, yeah, get fucked on then, right?
Yeah. We've given the Cowboys the Dolphins game.
Yeah, which is, I mean, like, you know, like it's very possible.
And we've given them the Sharks game.
Yeah, see, that's the one.
Yeah.
So there's a couple. The Sharks are like the one team that
so you
keeping
need,
up plenty. The Sharks are one of the teams that are actually very critical in this thing because I think they play the Cowboys and the Raiders and Knights, I think, in the way.
Well, you need them to
on
beat,
the way home.
To beat the Knights and the... If they beat the Knights and the Cows for you, that's it.
Happy days.
You're in.
Race rights are on me.
That's it.
Right.
What a fucking season, though.
Yeah, well, like, we're calling it early. And guess what, everyone? I mean, if you found that content riveting, guess what? You got it again next Wednesday, and again the next Wednesday, and again the next Wednesday, and again the next Wednesday.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Cunts will be begging for more touch football chat.
I'll tell you what, then, cunts.
He's fucking ladder predicting all day, every day.
Get what we've just done and split up the rounds. And there's fucking Wednesday's episodes from now on. Done.
Fuck yes.
Get AI to train AI on our fucking, you know, 528 episodes.
Well, love it.
So we go. That was 529, folks. There's nothing else anyone wants to add, right?
No.
This week in league.com. Get around it. All the socials and everything. It's all on there. Do your own research. Go in there and find it for yourself. You'll love it. And welcome to new patrons, by the way. Where are the games this week, Glennie? Are we going to do a game this week? We could do your one on Sunday. We can go tomorrow night. I don't care. We could go.
Flying to Perth, bruh.
So. Oh, well, you're going to the game then. You're going to be at the game. You're a live episode from Glennie at the games.
It's Perth's two hours behind.
Yeah, there's fucking games in Perth this week. Didn't you fucking listen to a word I said?
No. I never do.
There's a fucking doubleheader in Perth, mate. On Saturday, Arvo. Dolphins, Knights, and Rabbitohs, Sharks.
Right.
So Perth's 2 hours behind.
I don't get there
clean.
Till Sunday. That's excellent. Thank you very much.
Get on your fucking digger. Drive it down to fucking Optus Stadium. Wherever the fuck that is.
That's full time somewhere for west of episode Kalgoorlie. Whatever the fuck that was.
529.
What are you doing in fucking Perth?
Oh, fuck. Can we not do this, please?
He's blowing cunts down in Kalgoorlie to sell some diggers, move some digger units.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do they know to hide the Malaysians?
That's it for tonight. Thanks, boys. Really appreciate your time.
Moving digger units. That's what I'm going to call this episode, by the way. Enjoy yourself, Glennie.
I will.
When are you coming back? I'm sure you're gone all next week, aren't you?
Correct.
So next week, there's no episodes of the Glennie. And we're not going to get... And so you're going to play touch? Fuck off to Perth?
Yes.
You're going to have to find... Are you going to find in a fucking thing? Or what are we going to do with the... We're going to need to find... What are the C-grade touch aficionados going to do next week?
Can we ring the club and try and get a breakdown of the game?
No.
I'll get Jax to do it for us.
Oh God!
Yeah, fuck yeah!
Hey, you made your bed, Glennie. It is done. I'll be in touch. My people will be in touch with your people. Meaning me, I'll be in touch with your wife to organise this.
It is decided.
Oh, next week it's going to be a fucking old-fashioned carve up. And the main course, Glennie.
Well, in
big D's.
Enjoy trafficking diggers across state lines.
I will, thank you.
Piece by piece.
And
really, really wanted to stop recording approximately 4 minutes ago.
Yeah, but you didn't. I want to keep going until we get to a nice 1 hour. Anyway, that's good enough.
Right.
Well, I won't see you next week, Glennie.
No.
But yeah. Have fun over in Perth, mate.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
See you when you get back.
See ya.
They don't have telephones or internet connections over there.
No, apparently not.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.